Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is The Dinner Guest, written and read by Tabitha Reen. In the cab, Lucas sits between Jasper and I. They are chatting amiably enough, but I feel the tension in his frame. He was expecting to bend me over the fireside rug and fuck me from behind with my stockings still on. Well, he'll just have to wait a bit, that's all. It's not like my drunken libido will fail me any time soon. Something about the male voices throwing jocular chat back and forth has me floating on a soft cloud of contented need. I close my eyes and sink into the leather upholstery, imagining myself between them, wishing I was smaller and more breakable, visualizing being pounded front and back by two rock-hard men, all grunts and sinew as they take their lustful pleasures, only stopping to slap my arse for disobedience when I cry out in sweet, exquisite agony. Oh, where did that come from? I sit up straight and press the button to open the window. Night air gushes in and the men protest. Sorry, just the alcohol taking effect, I guess. I put the window back up, suddenly aware of my own arousal. I feel like it is buzzing from every pore, making itself very, very obvious. I peer over and Jasper is showing something to Luca. Luca reaches out, but Jasper snatches whatever it is away. Looks like some sort of chocolate. You know, the type posh hotels put out on the pillow. Or so I've heard. Never quite made it to one of those hotels. Is it hot in here? I shift uneasily, feeling sweat prickle over my nape and shoulders. That image keeps flicking into my mind. Jasper leans past Luca and smiles at me with a very wicked grin on his face. This could become quite interesting, he says, nudging Luca as he settles back into his seat. The chatter has faded and a strange, uneasy tension fills the back of the taxi. My eyes flick to Luca's knee and I'm sure I see Jasper quickly pull his hand away. Something odd is going on. I'm glad when we stumble out into the cold air and onto the pavement. The taxi driver has a massive grin on his face as he drives off, and I assume it's down to Jasper's tipping generosity. Goosebumps raise on every part of my body as we climb the stairs. I opt to go first, and I can feel the heat of the gaze of both men as they eye up my stockinged legs and higher to my ass. I can't help it. I sashay a little deeper into my hips, and arousal wells in the pit of my abdomen. My knickers are damp. I can smell them. I ought to be embarrassed, but I'm not at all. It's the strangest thing. The smell is combined with a cocoa fragrance. And as we reach our door, I glance back, only to see Jasper feeding Luca one of the chocolates he was holding in the taxi. What the hell? His lips engulf the melting candy, and Jasper pushes his fingers in a little. Their eyes meet, and in that moment, I see a decision has been made. Luca sucks greedily on the digits, wrapping his tongue and lips around them, swallowing them deep into his mouth. Both their expressions are heavy with lust, and my knees buckle. I fall against the door, and it breaks them from their spell. "What's going on?" I ask, with my breath so no sound escapes me. I am floaty and excited. Am I tripping? Luca leans against the wall with a goofy, sexed-out look on his face, and Jasper strides to me, another chocolate in his grip. "Here, eat it," he commands, grabbing my hair and pulling my head back, making no mistake about my instruction. As he drops the chocolate into my open mouth, he slides his fingers on my tongue, fingering my mouth as if it were my pussy. It is filthy rude and my cunt yearns. He rolls his pelvis into my side to show me his hard-on, and I chance a glance at Luca, who's rubbing his own erection through his trousers. As I swallow the sweet liqueur of melted chocolate and saliva, I feel elevated beyond any need I've ever had. Unlock the fucking door, someone, now! I fumble about and the keys fall to the floor. Jasper dips down and pauses on his knees, observing my spread feet. Like a feral animal pouncing, he dips up and under my dress, clawing at my panties, biting and tonguing my pussy through the fabric. Luca comes over and I'm worried he'll be furious with me for allowing another man into my private space, but he just smiles and stoops to take the key from Jasper's grip. He quickly opens the door and we stumble and fall inside, grabbing at furniture, anything to catch our balance in this tangle of bodies. I'm confused. Of course, I know what's happening and it feels great, but I'm not quite sure how it's happening. We never discussed this. Luca's never once hinted that he would consider a threesome. Threesome, forming the word in my mind, sends spirals of illicit, naughty desire racing through me. Menage a trois, how deliciously sordid. My breasts feel engorged and the beaded nipples are almost painful. I need to get out of my dress right now. I'm so hot and confined. I tear at the fabric and I'm delighted when four more hands join the crusade to get me naked. Hard, panting and material ripping apart is the only sound and it's close and intense. Jasper is on his knees again, pulling my knickers with his teeth. The elastic shows resistance and cuts into my behind as he shakes his head about like a dog trying to rip it off. It burns into my buttocks and releases another shot of sex endorphins. I want to be spanked. I want someone to hit me hard on the ass while gagging and stuffing my mouth with something. I think quickly and bend as the elastic finally snaps free. Luca's bulge is at my face and I get to work freeing his cock and ramming my mouth over the straining head, licking and stuffing my face with him. I want to be owned, consumed, fucked in the mouth and the throat as Jasper spanks me. Thwack! I hear it before I feel it and rock forward, even further onto Luca. Hey! Luca gives a half-hearted attempt to come to my aid, but I know he's loving this too much to do anything. Shh! Don't worry, it's good, Jasper whispers as he lays his whole palm on my tingling ass and strokes as if soothing me. Then the touch is withdrawn and I brace myself for another slap. I grunt hard as the blow makes me stumble again, guzzling at Luca, relishing every whimper coming from his throat. I hope Jasper is hard. I hope he has his thick, heavy cock out in the other hand, stroking himself while he spanks me. Thwack! That's it. It's exactly what I hope for. My body is on fire, every nerve ending connected to the point where the blows have landed. Searing heat spreads through me, my nipples are tight, puckering for all they're worth, and I grab them both roughly as they dangle. I squeeze and knead them, tweaking and playing as Luca grabs my hair and fucks my mouth. My pussy is needy now. I can imagine the sight of it all puffy and desperate, red and ready for invasion. I wiggle my ass in invitation to Jasper, who grabs either side of my hips and begins to nudge at my entrance. I clench hard at the invasion. The Lord knows I want it and need it, but I can't help it. There's still some part of me absolutely mortified by what is taking place, but delightfully mortified. Perhaps by showing a little resistance, I'm not quite the wanton hussy I'm accusing myself of being. He's pushing harder, grabbing tight into my flesh. Open up now, stop being such a fucking tease. His voice is all growly and masterful, and I clench again. I'm rewarded with a brisk, hard slap, and he tries again. I said, let me in. He pulls me back and drives forward, stretching and ploughing me with his cock. It's so hard and deep that I'm actually lifted onto my toes and I have to grab onto Luca's thighs for balance. Jasper nestles into my cunt for a moment or two, giving me time to expand and adjust to his girth. My clit feels like it's going to explode. Just one touch. Just reach underneath and stroke it. I silently implore, my mouth still busy on my lover. He is jerking and shuddering in that telltale way, and I try to slow my pace. I don't want this to end just yet. I reach down between my legs and finger my clit. The angle is wrong. I can't press hard enough. Frustration builds into fury and I slam back onto Jasper harder and reach to his balls as they tighten and sway. Fuck, I'm so needy. I want to find his hands, to pull them round to my clit. I want to be tongued and chewed, gobbled up the way Luca is being gobbled. I'm breathing hard through my nose, my eyes are streaming frustration and the effort of trying to deep throat Luca. Some of my hair has come free of his hand and is sticking to my face. I must look like a ravished whore. Excellent. I arch further up onto my tippy toes, still trying to grapple at Jasper's fingers. Suddenly he leaves me. My cunt feels bereft, but only for a second as he sinks to the floor and I feel his hot breath at my ass. I clench, nervous and excited about what might happen next. If you'd like to read more from me, head to tabitharaine.com, or to hear more sexy stories read aloud, visit girlonthenet.com/audioporn. You can read the full length of this story in my book, Drenched.